Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
So, did you watch the debate earlier on Fox News? Well, there was a lot going on, a lot of sparks flying. I think that might be an understatement. But it was very interesting, to say the least. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Here we are. It's the Friday edition. Friday edition of the program as we continue to race through and rocket through this Friday edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We got some callers already lighting up the switchboard here as we head into hour number three of the program. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. And welcome to everybody along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there across the country. So once again, welcome one, welcome all. We're going to have a great time this hour and a lot of fun too. And of course, we're going to bring back our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, before we get to one of the callers here, as this segment's a little bit shorter than the other ones, of course, right here at the top of the hour, go ahead and expand more on what you were thinking about the debate last night.
Well, a couple of things. One, DeSantis mentions the father-in-law, which I thought was a prize answer that he gave. Another one was the poop map.
Oh, yeah. That huge, huge impact with that. I mean, the whole thing, that was just, yeah, all over the place, to say the least.
Map.
Yeah.
And then DeSantis did throw Newsom a bone by saying, actually, you know, I was thinking about it. There are a lot of freedoms that Californians have that they don't have in Florida. You have the freedom to defecate any place you want to.
Right, right.
You have the freedom to pitch a tent any place you want to. I mean, there were really three zingers that, at a minimum, that DeSantis came up with. But, and you know, Hannity put up graphics with federal government numbers, CDC or you know, the Customs and Border Patrol, and you know, fascinatingly enough, Newsom defied those statistics.
Oh, sure.
But
oh,
yeah, yet under the Biden administration, but there he loved the Biden administration. So
it's a little weird. And I thought in many ways Newsom came off as being just really a quintessential politician, almost like snake oil salesman guy.
That, he's creepy.
Yeah.
It was just creepy.
Yeah, it was hard to imagine him sitting behind the Resolute desk. I got to tell you that much. I know he's great at messaging, but I'm almost glad he did this debate because I think when, you know, I just don't think he comes off as having that image.
Well, but you know, there's a whole bunch on the people on the left that are fine with that, and that's remarkable to me.
And that's because he checks off all these boxes. He mentions groups by name, and every single sentence seems to be focused on some ideological, you know, point that he wants to make.
Yeah, it was just slick, just creepy slick.
Indeed. I tell you what, why don't we head over to the telephone line here real quick? I think we have time to get a call in. And caller, what's your name and where you're calling from? You're on with Denise Simon.
Maybe. This is Iron Mike from Tampa.
Hey, Iron Mike. Yes. Of course.
Hi, Iron Mike. 85-year-old kickboxer, and I'm good at it. I want to pay Denise a compliment of all the shows that I've seen, but I do have a life besides that, that I listen to. She's the only one that prefers Biden to run as president on his record, because of his record.
Yes.
She's the only one that said that. I really like her thinking. The other thing is, I happen to be theologically Catholic, but I'm also a Jerry Falwell Baptist. I love that man. He was a great man. Anyway, Biden's Catholicism, he does believe in the Trinity. Me, myself, and I. and the year before, and he put this out in public, his taxes the year before he ran for president, he gave $162 that year for charity. Now, isn't that a wonderful, wonderful man?
Yeah.
And that's all I have, and I'll continue listening.
Hey, thank you, Iron Mike. I really appreciate it. Good to hear from you, my friend. All right, Iron Mike, everybody. And, yes, I was able to meet Iron Mike. I was in Tampa earlier in the year, and I'm really glad to hear from him tonight. Well, yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Well, last year we as a family went to this thing with the botanical gardens, you know, where they decorate all the trees and all this other kind of stuff. Well, it's free, but you can make a contribution. And so I pulled out my money out of my pocket to make a contribution, you know, as a donation. And my son, stand next to me, the whole lot of money that I had in my pocket, he just took the whole wad of money and he threw it in their jar.
Oh, wow.
Which I think was about $210.
Well, that's...
And I didn't really flinch. I didn't want to spend $210 in making a contribution, but I thought, you know what, it's okay. And so, this is to the Botanical Gardens. You know, it's a beautiful little place here. It's not as big as Atlanta's and whatnot, but
yeah.
I guess that beats Biden's donation, doesn't it?
I think you're right. All right, Denise, hold on real quick. We're coming back in just a few moments, folks. We've got to pay a couple of bills. Callers, you hang on. We're coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we are continuing through this Friday edition, and the time is really just flying by. I mean, it really, really is. And we hope that you have a great Friday ahead of you. Hope that you have a great weekend ahead of you. Whatever your plans are, don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And once again, welcome back to the program. And let's go right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, folks, you definitely want to head over to founderscode.com, check out all of Denise's articles and the other materials that she has there at founderscode.com. Right, Denise?
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, absolutely. Well, I think everybody should. And, well, I tell you what, our lines are just lighting up.
Before we get to the next caller, sure. It was interesting TV on Fox News last night because Jesse Waters had on Sammy the Bull. Now, if you missed it, go see if you can find it on YouTube. It was a fascinating, fascinating interview. Now, Salvatore Sammy the Bull Gravano was a former mobster. He was the underboss for the Gambino crime family, and he served his time. And he was the entire segment was really about his analysis of the Biden crime family. And, you know, he knows what to look for. He was in that world.
Yeah, from that perspective, so, exactly, yeah.
Man's 78 years old. So I invite the people out there, if you didn't get to see it, go see if you can find it. It'll probably be on the Fox website or on YouTube. But it was a great segment. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, I can watch it again. But anyway, we can go to the call now.
Cool. All right. Caller, you've got Rick in Tampa on the line. Good morning, Rick in Tampa.
Good morning. Yeah, and Sammy the Bull earned every moment of time he's earned.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, but Biden might, I don't know, Biden could probably give a couple of years to that sort of a future. But why did he do that? Every guy that's going to write any kind of advertisement for a political campaign for whoever's the Republican nomination doesn't have to go any farther than what he did last night. I mean, how's he going to walk back from being Biden's biggest boy? Now, I'm not going to finish this poem, but I can start it with Biden, he's my boy. If he can't do it, he'll just lie.
I suppose so. Yeah, man.
It was
You're right about the figures that he gave. He doesn't support any of it, and they do all the time. But he just gave everybody all kinds of ammunition. There's no way he gets over that. And he is a cheap, you know, he's a pretty face in a well-made suit, and he's got very little beyond that. Anyway, I just think it's great. I'm glad Hannity's a genius. He should be thanked by every Republican.
I told my husband, too. I said, that's the quietest Hannity's ever been during a Hannity segment.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, he goes to ask a question, and it's like a 15-minute setup to ask the question. So he was better last night. I mean, Hannity wears me out. I'm like, dude, just get to it.
God.
But of course, I
rely on you guys. I didn't hear it last night. I'm listening to it. But what I've heard just amazes me that this guy, nobody gets it yet, but it's going to sink in. And the left's going to vote for whoever the Democrats put up there.
That's true.
But the independents and the undecided, Trumpers, anybody else.
Well, exactly, and of course.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's fine. Sorry about that, Rick. Yeah, you've got Gavin Newsom, who doesn't look like he belongs behind the desk, and you've got Ron DeSantis, who looks like he is more in command of what he's doing as governor, because he's actually blazing a trail. Newsom is like trying to please different factions.
He wants to be a friend to everybody, and you know, DeSantis is more mission man. Here's what's wrong. Here's the mission. Let's go fix it. And there's not a lot of personality there. And he's not trying to win on personality. He's trying to win on results.
Right.
But I won't get over the poop map. The poop map was
exactly. Well,
I would like to hear that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You probably
he held
could,
it up. And I remember the poop map that came out last year, but he literally held it up as a show and tell.
Exactly. Well, Rick and Tampa, I appreciate the call. We do have another caller holding on here real quick. We're going to try and get him on before the end of the segment. But thanks, Rick, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You're welcome.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Rick and Tampa, everybody. Let's head over to Joe in Sarasota, who's been holding on. Good morning, Joe. You're on with the news.
Yes, good morning. I want to applaud Denise. She is so on the money. I know, Denise, you know, you told the truth yesterday in regards to Henry Kissinger. The media was just saying how great he is.
Yeah.
And he is a globalist. He is part of the Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, axes of evil. And I want to applaud you because you're one of the few people who will bring this guy to the light and show what he really is. And there's very few people. There's some good people out there, some Christian pastors and all, who will speak about politics and bring this up about the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. And thank you for showing what kind of a dirtbag Henry Kissinger really is. Thank you, Denise.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I try so hard to put everything in context. You know, somebody can do some great things, but there's going to be some skeletons too. And I don't necessarily want to dwell on the negative, but I just want I want the even playing field when it comes to the good and the bad. And you know, I think Kissinger probably did some pretty good things, or he probably gave some pretty good advice along the way. I don't know. I mean, I was never in any of those meetings, obviously, between he and Alexander Haig and, you know, that. But, you know, there's some other things when it came to surrendering Vietnam and Pinochet and so forth and so on. So it isn't all, you know, rainbows and unicorns.
Exactly. And it's a real mixed bag. And certainly when you have that long of a presence, you know, not everything is going to be good. But again, you know, I think you're right. I think you have to look at it through the perspective of history. And we do have that perspective now because it's so many decades later on. But, Joe, do you have one more comment for Denise?
Yeah, well, Denise spoke the truth because, you know, Kissinger, Schwab, Gates, they all want to break down borders. They want to basically, they are the globalists and they are the elitists. And, Denise, keep speaking the truth because the truth is the truth.
Yes, it is.
No, thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Very cool.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, nice. You earned it. Thank you, Denise. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Joe in Sarasota, everybody. Yeah, some real kind words for you there, Denise.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
nice.
My ego's going to be a little over the limit here, isn't it?
Well, I know. Exactly. But no, and well deserved as well. And because, and especially when big historic figures like that pass away, a lot of times there's a there's an immediate sort of move to loud, you know, what they did and this kind of thing, and the impact that they had and so forth. I remember when Yasser Arafat died and it was wall-to-wall coverage about his influence and all the other stuff. And at the same time, you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, we're talking about Yasser Arafat here.
And go see where he was educated.
Right.
You know, same thing with Mahmoud Abbas. Go see where he was educated. You know, and it's kind of like, you know, I love Ron DeSantis. I love him as governor. But, you know, he does have some personality flaws. And I'm fine with those personality flaws as long as he gets the job done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on real quick there. We got some callers that are still hanging on, so that's great. So everybody, stay put. We're coming right back right after this short interlude coming your way. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. is urging an extension of humanitarian pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
No nation should have to stand for what Israel had to experience on the 7th of October.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasized the conflict's origins and highlighted the release of over 100 hostages during the current ceasefire. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in a civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements statements about the courtroom staff involved in the ongoing $250 million civil fraud trial. Southern states are attracting a growing number of residents as data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that more people moved to the South. The primary reason for America's moving included obtaining a larger home and enhancing their overall quality of life. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Again, it's the Bidenomics math. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Folks, welcome back, everybody, to the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send a direct message that way. If you'd like to type it out instead of calling us on the phone, that's fine. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. All right, well, let's get right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey.
All right. Well, again, we do have a caller holding on the line, but I do have a question about the Israeli-Hamas conflict starting up again.
An interesting thing. No sooner did this pause come to an end that the Iron Dome shot down almost immediately a missile from Hamas. So the conflict is back on and started again almost immediately. And interestingly enough, you had Blinken back over in the region, and they're really going after Israel now because Israel doesn't have any choice but to now, if they clean out the northern part of Gaza, they got to go to the southern part of Gaza. So Israel came out almost immediately and told the representatives from the Biden administration, go pound sand, and rightly so. But along with that, they actually published a map of the southern part of Gaza. And this map, it almost looks like it's got all the, it's completely broken down with these little cells, and then these little cells have different colors. And in these colors, it's telling the people in the southern part of Gaza, this is where you can go that we will not hit. So
yeah, who does
they're,
that?
They're already, Israel does well, that. Right. Yeah. They're already showing their target plan. And, you know, so it's kind of like, how much more does Israel have to do? You know, they call up their cell phones. You know, they make PA announcements. They do the knock on the roof thing. I mean, what? Here's the battle plan. Now, the other thing is that it is now coming out more formally that Israel was given the Hamas battle plan a year ago.
Yeah, according to the New York Times, I think, brought that out.
And
yeah.
I think the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Well, I saw some shades of that about a week and a half ago. And so apparently there's more evidence of that. Okay, fine. And now they're saying that there was a complete intelligence failure on behalf of Israel. Well, I'm going to remind everybody who was prime minister of Israel a year ago. It was not Netanyahu. Remember, it was his opposition.
Right. That's a very, very good point indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to Neil in Henderson, Nevada. And speaking of Viva Las Vegas, welcome again, Neil. We had that song on earlier.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, there is so much to talk about that it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know? Just let me make a brief comment about Netanyahu. All right? He's a Philadelphia guy. You know? I hope he sticks to his guns and plays by Jersey rules. Basically, we got the biggest gang on the block. We got more guns. We got more bullets. Okay? Release the hostages. Throw down your weapons. Come out with your hands in the air. That is it. You know, one dimension, unilateral negotiations. Anyway,
I didn't
really call to talk about that because what else can be said? You know, I wanted to touch upon Anthony Blinken, and I know, you know, he was great when he was singing about the Hoochie Coochie Man, you know, and this, it just preceded the October 7 attack by Hamas. And I remember reading in the New York Times, I get most of my information from the Times because it's content rich.
Right.
I don't read the editorials, you know, I avoid that, but the administration was bragging about how stable the world had been under the Biden administration.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
adult.
And then we saw, you know, Anthony Blinken gave a concert. He was singing about the Hoochie Coochie Man, and he was pretty good, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, to add to some more of the chaos, you know, pile upon Ukraine, the rocket man in North Korea flexing his muscles, China, you know, threatening the sovereignty of Taiwan, all the economic issues. But, you know, there's something else I wanted to mention quickly. And there's just so much to talk about. But something came to my mind, and I picked up this term when I was a grad student at Queens College in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The term, it's a Latin term. And it's posse comitatus.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Posse comitatus. I think Lincoln may have had to use it after the Civil War. I'm unsure about that. But the reason I mention that is because this prosecutor now, who's trying to, he's asking for a search warrant for the Twitter accounts of all people that may have interacted with Donald Trump, okay? This is another attack upon our civil liberties.
Stasi, you know, left, tactic.
It is like, I mean, it is just, are we returning back to Nazi Germany of 1939?
Stasi.
I mean, really, I'm not trying to exaggerate too much, but I mean, or overreact, but I view it as a real attack upon our individual civil liberties. And let me reference another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going back, maybe dial it back, I don't know, 8 months, maybe a year. Do you remember President Biden standing, he was giving a press conference, and he had two Marine sentries in the background.
Yes.
I think they were standing at parade rest, okay? There was red lighting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the red lights.
They did not have rifles. They were at parade rest. And to me, the message there is clearly obvious, all right? If you try to resist our efforts to move to green energy, LGBTQ rights, there are consequences, you know? It's like, you know, to me, harkens back to posse comitatus, you know? I don't think they would ever have the audacity to try something like that. You know, basically, for the audience who doesn't know, you know, it's using federal troops to maintain civil order. And now there's a distinction there. National Guard units are not federal troops. United States Marine Corps, they are federal troops.
Right.
U.S. Army, federal troops. You know, to me, the message was clearly obvious. There was something else I wanted to add to this.
Well, I tell you what, let's let Denise get a chance to respond, because we're gonna hit the break here before too long. But I sure appreciate it very much, Neil. Thanks for calling. Absolutely.
Thanks for putting me on.
Yeah, thanks again. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll talk again. So what do you think, Denise?
Well, look, there was an interesting hearing on the Hill yesterday about the very thing in censorship and what the Biden administration has colluded with Google and YouTube and, you know, the warrants going out to Twitter to get all the messages for those that follow and retweeted and, you know, liked and all that kind of stuff on Trump's tweets. Those are Stasi tactics, period, end of report, or even KGB tactics. And, you know, it's absolutely fascinating to me that there's not more people stomping their feet. So if you get a chance, trot on over to C-SPAN and watch that hearing. What they were doing with information about COVID and that kind of thing, and lockdowns and vaccinations and so forth, but they're also doing it when it comes to all things green energy. And I would argue when it comes to, you know, I want to be a good steward of the earth too, but, you know, with the billions and billions of dollars that have been thrown to all things climate change and green energy, what are the receivables?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Has the ocean dropped 1/2 inch? No.
Not at all.
Precisely.
All right.
What have we bought so far when it actually started with the Obama administration?
Good point. Well, Denise, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Friday edition of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine. And if you have a question for our next guest, of course, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And also you can hear Chris Markowski right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. And you can hear him every Saturday at 5 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, there's no shortage of stuff to talk about this morning. That's for sure. But as we get started, I'm curious, did you have a chance to watch that debate between Newsom and DeSantis?
A little bit. And then I just say I grew tired of it, you know, fairly quickly. It, you know, kind of devolved into what I thought it was going to end up devolving into. And debates where you can just say whatever you want, and I mean, really, no sort of fact checking whatsoever, and it doesn't. I don't know. It didn't really end up turning into a debate. It ended up turning into insults and whatnot. So I turned it off after a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of think that unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of the times when they're both talking exactly at the same time, but here you had Gavin Newsom kind of going into the belly of the beast, as it were. But I don't think that he really even pulled off very much. I think that he probably just reinforced a lot of things that people may have already thought about him. And of course, he rattled off a lot of statistics. But, you know, that doesn't make you look too cool if you know that what's happening in California is super bad.
Yeah, it could have been ended really quickly. So you are what your record says you are. And it's, you know, Bill Parcells' quote. And when you have the amount of people that, and businesses that are leaving the state, they're doing that for a reason. And, it's case closed. I mean, it's like you're looking at a scoreboard at the end of the game and you see, you know, one team is up by 30, 40 points and you're trying to debate the fact that you played a better game even though you lost. I mean, it's just over. I mean, what's the point of even debating at this point in time? Well, what are you debating? And that's how I would have handled it. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but, you know, the proof is everybody's moving out.
Right, yeah, people are voting with their feet. Well, you know, Chris, what do you think as well with this story that we hear about U.S. Steel that's, laying off people and so forth? I mean, what does this say about the state of affairs?
Well, a lot of companies are right now in the process of laying people off. You know, manufacturing, a lot of the leading indicators as far as the economy are not going well at this point in time. They're really not. Again, I'm not the only one. I mean, I did a podcast on this past week talking about, you know, the sugar high that the country's on. And then you had Jamie Dimon from, you know, JP Morgan echo my sentiments exactly, being interviewed at the New York Times deal book saying, you know, listen, you know, the country's on a sugar high. It's like we've injected drugs into the economy and that's going to wear off. And it is wearing off. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with that.
Well, indeed. And one of the recurring themes, of course, too, is, you know, I guess people are getting money from somewhere. We know that their wages aren't increasing, as far as we know, commensurate with inflation. But, you know, are people continuing to just sort of scrape together things from credit or savings or 401ks? I mean, how are they maintaining these levels of spending?
Well, consumer spending is down. It's dropping. We already know we're seeing the credit card delinquency rates are up. So they're not. I mean, they're not maintaining the same levels as before. And, this is why, we're starting to see a retracement.
Well, indeed, especially as we head into the holidays. You know, I think people feel almost obligated to, you know, to do certain things and to spend at a certain level. But because people always try to sort of make it through the holidays. And typically January is that time when people say, oh, boy, you know, maybe I shouldn't have bought all that stuff, basically.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a reality check for me. And I caution against, people overextending themselves and getting themselves into, you know, financial issues when it comes to the holidays. You don't want to do that. You start the year off on the wrong foot and you end up playing catch up in 2024. Don't do that.
Well, indeed. And, you know, you and I have talked about as well about we had a good discussion earlier this week about the electric vehicles. Well, it turns out it looks like a lot of car dealerships are now looking to the Biden administration and saying kind of slow down these mandates, because, A, people don't want to buy them, and, B, I think they're incredibly expensive.
Yeah, it's wearing off now. Like I said, it's a niche vehicle. And which is fine. And I, you know, like I said, I know people that own them and they love them. And that's great. But, you know, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to driving around our community here and it works, great for them. And quite frankly, you know, listening to you, I mentioned this, yesterday. So Elon Musk was interviewed at the New York Times deal book and he went off on the advertisers and a lot of the people out there. And it was, to me, that was the greatest car advertisement I've ever seen in my entire life. If I was in the market for an electric vehicle, I'd most certainly be buying a Tesla right now just based upon that interview and how he was sticking it to everybody. Like, I loved it. But, the dealerships out there, they're locked up filling up with these cars. They're not selling. People recognize. You know, the thing is that when you, I've rented electric vehicles when I've gone on trips, and you know there's times where you're dealing with it, like, oh, my hotel's got a charger, and you plug in the car at the hotel charger, and you know you got to download the app and you got to do all these things, and it, all of a sudden it tells you, oh, fully charged in like 18-20 hours, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I need to use this later on. And you don't realize the ins and outs of it. And then you start, you know, driving. I got to find a supercharger. It's too much to deal with for many people. I mean, if you have one in your house and you can charge it up, that's fine. But I think a lot of people actually, even with the, when they lease them, they want to try them out, they recognize, geez, this is not for me. And then they don't go back to it.
Well, indeed. Well, you know, speaking of, you know, energy for gas-powered cars, So evidently we're seeing gas prices fall, which is, I think, overall good for people across the highways and byways. But they seem to be falling, even though there are some production cuts that are being announced and so forth. Is this a demand issue, or what, yeah, what's the part of that?
It's a demand issue. There's no doubt, and that's why. It's, you know, China's economy is really hurting at this point in time, and oil futures are trading based upon what they see the demand is going to be vis-a-vis supply, and that's why. Not to mention the fact that a lot of, you know, this concept that Russian oil is, you know, sanctioned. Russian oil is getting out. It did a story on this the other day, and how it's, you know, they ship it to India. India refines it to diesel, and then they sell it off to Europe. So, I mean, nothing really is changed much. So there's plenty of supply out there, but obviously you want to even keep the supply even higher. You want to continue to bring prices down. That's an input cost on everything that we buy.
Well, you know, especially when we look at Wall Street, for example, I think I saw a headline earlier that Wall Street, basically the stock market had closed up basically for November. And people see those kinds of numbers, but then they also know that in their daily lives, they're not really quite sure, and I'm not, how this really translates if the stock market is up, but yet prices are still high and people still feel like they're struggling. You know, how does that translate into the economy going into next year? You know, because people like Gavin Newsom will simply try to say, look at these numbers. All these numbers are great, and you shouldn't be having any problems. But people are having real problems.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's not selling anywhere. You know, you could throw out GDP numbers, and again, all the stuff. That's, a lot of it is government spending. You know, the stock market. It's up relative to, you know, the fact that, you know, over the course of the year, it's not. You know, we're gonna look at where it's been over the past couple of years, and certain companies have done great and have been able to manage their costs and have done just fine. But again, we're not seeing it. You know, you take a look at the long-term trends, markets aren't racing through the roof or anything like that. It's basically recouping to some degree. And like I said, many companies, well-run companies, are able to deal with the hits and swings and reduce costs, which many of them have done. And you're starting to see them trim the amount of staff that they have and become more efficient. And that's where they can add to their profitability. But, you know, what happens is when you look like you're heading into a bit of a recessionary period, which we could be heading into, believe it or not, the stock market tends to outperform because it tends to look forward into thinking coming out of the recession and seeing a period where things are going to do much better, and that's how it tends to operate.
Very interesting indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and we will talk to you again on Monday, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And folks, we're going to come right back after this. Top of the Hour News is up next. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Frank Silvato. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.